Joanna Schrader. I'm reporting for AgWire.com, and I am here with Steve McNitch, who's with Western Plains Energy in Oakley, Kansas, and Tom Bias, who's the CEO of Growth Energy. Thanks for sitting with me.
It's great to be here.
So there is a ton going on right now in the ethanol industry, policy-wise, and then we also have some good news on the corn side in terms of production levels. So let's start off first by talking about what some of Growth Energy's and the ethanol industry's priorities are on the policy front.
Well, did you want to go?
Go ahead.
On the policy front, Joanna, a lot depends on what Congress, what avenue they're going to take in energy legislation. And, you know, there's been an ongoing debate in Washington for well over a year, primarily centered around electricity, ironically, which is something that we've been pointing out for till the cows come home, is we just came off the highest fuel prices our nation ever had witnessed in 2008, and Congress really has taken no steps to address that problem. And whatever they do, whether they do a climate bill, an energy-only bill, an energy tax bill, or some wrap-up legislation, we feel they need to address that fuel issue, because we've experienced over the past 40 years numerous oil shocks, economically, militarily, environmentally, as is occurring today, and yet nothing has happened since the biggest one in our nation's history. So we want to see them address a number of factors. One, if you look long-term, what this industry and this nation, the best course of action is, let's mandate flex fuel vehicles and blender pumps at every gas station. Let's put the power in the hands of the consumer to choose what blends are best for them. We get asked this question all the time: if Brazil can do it, why can't we? Well, we can. Brazil did the right steps in building out their infrastructure. 90% of all the cars sold there today, ironically by the same car manufacturers that sell here, are flex fuel vehicles, and their consumers have access to ethanol or gasoline at every fueling station. We think that's a good course of action. Specifically on some other issues on the market access side, we also want to see a ethanol pipeline built. It lowers our carbon footprint. It lowers the cost of transporting ethanol from the areas where it's produced into the high population areas of the East Coast, and can certainly lower the overall cost of fuel to consumers. We want to see some previous legislation revisited, primarily the 2007 Energy Act, that contains two provisions that are probably the biggest dagger in our back. One is indirect international land use change penalties that was made up out of whole cloth, doesn't have any facts, not approved by the scientific community, and basically it was getting a theory that gets the cart before the horse. It regulates the biofuels industry on a theory that no one can prove, rather than studying it first and figure out if it's occurring and why is it occurring and who's to blame before moving forward. That's one thing in the 07 Act that's got to be changed. The other is what we call the discrimination clause, the corn discrimination clause. And basically, there's a provision in the 07 Act that says, under no circumstances can corn starch-based ethanol qualify as an advanced biofuel, even if it meets all the other requirements for other fuels, which is 50% less greenhouse gas reductions than gasoline. If you get rid of this bizarre indirect international land use change theory, then today's ethanol plants are 59% less greenhouse gas emissions. We would qualify as an advanced biofuel. And ironically, under the new RFS2 rulemaking process, Brazilian sugarcane ethanol qualified an advanced biofuel. Our ethanol production here in America did not. It's not fair. We want to see that change. We also have two really key provisions that expire at the end of this year, one being the VTEC, or Blender's Tax Credit, that many people are familiar with, and the other is the ethanol tariff, secondary tariff, on imported ethanol from other countries to offset the VTEC that goes to the industry for blending, in essence, to make sure that our taxpayers are not subsidizing foreign production of ethanol. Both of those are really critical in extending it. Unfortunately, Congress has had a big struggle in addressing tax extension policy. The tax provisions that expired at the end of 2009 have yet to be extended. You got a whole larger group of tax provisions that expire at the end of 2010. And as you know, Congress is grappling with a budget deficit. Where do you get the money to offset it? So those are really key priorities for our industry to address. You have some other smaller ones like the small producer tax credit, which is non-controversial, that's in that mix. Extension of the cellulosic tax credit, which expires in 2012. But from that perspective, lenders or investors wouldn't have the certainty to invest in that technology with a one-year tax credit. So we've got our challenges. A couple other things. I don't know how many days you have here for this interview, but we want to educate consumers. And I think, as you know, we've been doing a lot to try to do that and elevate our side of the debate on why ethanol is positive. One thing that I think a lot of Americans forget about is when they go to that gas station and they stick $40 worth of gas into their car to fill it up, they don't stop and think that roughly two-thirds of that money they're putting in their gas tank is going to other countries. We spend $1 billion a day of this country's money in our addiction to foreign oil, and we're funding this. I think if consumers really understood where their dollars were going, it wasn't staying here in America, it wasn't being invested in American fuel with American jobs, you would see public policy change in a heartbeat. So we're calling for country of origin labeling at the gas pump. And what we want those gas stations to be able to do is list where that money is going, to which countries, and sort of tongue-in-cheek, if they don't want to really list the country on there, they could put the picture of the leader of the country it's going to on there. We don't care.